Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Thursday, the 6th of April, and I'm joined by market strategist Ronnie Chopra, a man I've known for 20 years. Now, this is the 20th anniversary of our wonderful friendship, and I've learned so much from you as well.
Likewise, Zach. Nice to see you.
Still a lot to learn, though, unfortunately.
Every day.
Right, yesterday, I thought there was a great bombshell in the market. I was keen enough to be watching the market at 7 o'clock yesterday. The news came out that the Fed were looking to shrink their balance sheet, and the market went up.
Initially, but afterwards, fell, what, 200 points?
As I was going to say, the beauty of any significant news is that the market always goes the wrong way first and then goes
catch
the right way
out initially.
So I was waiting for half an hour, which is the normal time when they took a high, so stop everybody out who was short of the market, and then it plummeted. And I thought, from my perspective, that's enough of a sea change in their strategy now. Shrinking the balance sheet is even more important than interest rates.
Yeah, also, yesterday why the market moved sharply lower was because Ryan, possibly Trump's nemesis, said that the tax changes aren't going to go ahead for a bit of a longer period than what was previously anticipated. So I think the market has run up sharply because of these so-called tax reforms that are going to take place in the near future. But if there's a delay to that, that's obviously going to put a massive downward pressure on equity markets and especially the Dow Jones. I mean, I've been harping on about how high the Dow is and how over-exuberant, how overconfident the markets are. And we have seen the Dow come off about 500-600 points in the last 3-4 weeks.
So we seem to, even if it doesn't come off, we seem to have hit a resistance level which is likely to last for a while, let's say.
I think so. I think there's still so much negative news out there which isn't factored into the stock market. We have North Korea, obviously, that's a massive problem center. We have the Chinese coming over today to the States. And we have just a bit of a lackluster market at the moment, it seems. I think that there's just too much negativity and the markets are beginning to respond, but I think there's still a long way to go.
Okay, let's have a look at the news headlines, most popular in business and finance. Fed minutes, policymakers see potential for a trimming balance sheet at year end and stock market may be overvalued. And then Trump says he may include infrastructure plan in either healthcare or tax reform legislation, according to the New York Times. But we've got this, now we actually have the risk that there's somebody behind the scenes who's making sure that anything that Trump suggests is not going to happen.
Well, if that's
either
the case,
either Mr. Ryan or whoever.
Exactly. Well, if that is the case, then you know the Dow could easily go down 5-10% in the next few months.
Okay. Well, let's go on to the next slide, which concerns U.S. companies adding 263,000 workers in March, the most since December 2014, suggesting further tightening of the labor market. Payrolls, predecessor, ADP said on Wednesday. And then finally, one of my favorites of the day stories is Unilever announcing restructuring after failed Kraft bid. So basically doing to itself what Kraft would have done to it if it had been taken over.
I think Unilever shares are doing remarkably well, aren't they? Since the announcement of Kraft's interest, the shares have gone up, 5-6%?
Yes, perhaps the market feels that Unilever may be able to run, but it cannot hide.
That's true.
Next up, we've got the economic calendar with ECB monetary policy meeting accounts. Trump and Xi Jinping meet, and then initial jobless claims. I noticed a tweet that you came up with a couple of days ago where you were saying that the market was looking forward to cordial talks Trump being cordial.
I think that the market needs them to have cordial talks, because if there aren't cordial talks, then the market's not going to like that, and the market's going to fall very sharply.
Right. I mean, there's plenty of adjectives you could apply to Donald Trump, but being cordial is possibly not one of them, is it?
Maybe he will learn to be cordial.
That's good. Next, we've got FX sentiment from Oanda clients. Quite big swings here now. So more bearish in silver by over 5%. Quite bearish again now into cable as well and dollar CAD.
See, I disagree with all that. I mean, like being bearish silver, gold, and the pound at the moment against the dollar. It's the opposite.
Right. Some may argue this is a contrarian indicator. Very long on, or going very long on the Aussie dollar. And suppose that's the biggest mover of the day, and that's continued the trend of
recent. Well, the Aussie dollar, obviously a major beneficiary of commodities. So we've had a bit of a run-up in the price of oil. Oil's trading around $54 a barrel, so that's a benefit. And also gold and silver have picked up a little bit as well.
But still backing off the main resistance, 1260.
1260 seems to be the level. I think we were pretty close to that last night, weren't we?
200-day moving average and then backed off from that. All right, let's go on to the next slide if we can. Trade of the day, technical trade here, Land Securities rounding bottom bullish RSI, which you can see the pattern there since basically the summer. Buy around 1080, objective 1200 and stops below 1025, so reasonable risk reward there. Stop loss just below the 100-day moving average.
A great company, one to hold on to, I think.
Okay, following on the theme of the week, where ASOS has been one of the star retailers. Share price, I think, had a bit of a wobble. Maybe some of the good news is in the price, because even they can't walk on water permanently.
They had good results out, didn't they, recently?
They certainly did. And then another retailer, which is In Vogue, or has been doing very well, maybe even more solid chart than ASOS, JD Sports, the alternative to our friends
Sports Direct.
Sports Direct.
I personally think Sports Direct offers a much more value, at £3 a share. I'm surprised our friend doesn't take them private.
Yes, I think that would be a very good idea.
Yeah, AKA Richard Branson many years ago. Yes. I'm sure you remember that, Virgin.
Yes, exactly. Well, I suppose, Mike, actually, it's easy to see why the market might be somewhat sceptical of his approach.
Sorry to interrupt you, but have you noticed he's picked up a stake in Debenhams?
Well, that's right. He's got plenty of cash to spend these days.
Well, maybe I'm going to talk about one of the other companies.
Okay.
Okay,
great. Auto Trader, interesting there. The share's currently around £3.95, and Liberum are going for a 5.30 target. So quite an optimistic stance there on that particular company. A couple of markets you wanted to look at. This is the Nifty 50, the Indian market, V-shaped turnaround over the last, 6 months or so?
Well, I mean, since January, since the beginning of the year, from below 8,000, it's currently above 9,200. Now, if that's not overbought, I don't know what is. Recently, in India, we had elections in UP, which is the largest state, population of 200 million people, population the size of Brazil. And they've elected, or more likely that Modi has appointed, his heir apparent called Yogi Adityanath, who basically is a very right-wing individual, who's very anti-Muslim, in a state that has 20% of the population Muslims. Now, when you have 200 million people, that's 40 million people who are Muslims, and he's, let's just say, he's not very nice to them. He has a bit of a reputation as being very short-tempered, and he's a priest by profession. But what he says is that he has a spear in one hand, and he says he has peace in the other hand. And he says he has a spear in the other hand because he wants to get rid of all the evil and the nastiness of the world. So, we have Donald Trump in the States, and you've got Yogi Adityanath, the chief minister of UP, population 200 million people, and that's why I think the Indian market is not recognizing
that. They're overbought at the moment.
Extremely overbought. Apart from that, the economic impact of this demonetization, I think that's still going ahead. There are still problems in their property market. In large metropolitan cities like Bombay and Delhi, prices are off 20-30%. So I just don't understand why the Indian market is so high at the moment. Although there's talk of an interest rate cut, that could support it a little bit. But, the rise, from January to now, just unbelievable.
Okay, well, there's one final thing you wanted to look at, Laura Ashley.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's an appropriate name with Mike Ashley.
Well, exactly.
Which I hadn't thought of.
I don't think they're related.
Two ends of the spectrum, I think.
That could be the case. Big downtrend here. Are you seeing any hope for the stock?
Well, they had results out about a month ago, and they were slightly worse than expected, and that's why the shares fell a little bit. But over the last 5 years, they've oscillated between about 30p and 10p. But I happened to be around their flagship store in Harriet Street, and I was talking to the staff, and I was quite impressed. And at 14p, market cap 100 million, Apparently, they're still only on a P ratio of 7. I'm surprised that Laura Ashley's namesake, Mike Ashley, is not looking at them rather than Debenhams.
Well, I hope he's watching. Maybe he'll pick up some stock there. You can see that the shares are down from, £2 in the 1990s.
Well, I remember when they were floated, I think it was 1985, and they were oversubscribed by 30 times or so. And they've still got a fairly good brand name. I mean, very 80s-like, but I think there's a bit of value there.
Clearly, there's no relationship between the way that the shares in 1997, when we met, were at £2 and then £14.
Maybe this is the turnaround. This is the catalyst for recovery.
Hopefully. Ronnie Chopra, market strategist, thanks for opening the Tip TV Finance Show.
Thank you.